Greetings in the name of the Lord. We have been thinking over a period of time about the subject of the example of Christ to the believer. And I want to emphasize again to each of you who are listening the importance of this subject to the Christian life. I trust most of you are Christians. If you're not yet a Christian, I trust that the day will come when in your heart you will look to Jesus alone as your way to heaven. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You need the Lord Jesus. And in order to come into relationship with God, you're going to come to Him alone. You put aside everything else, your own self-efforts. You put aside every other means you have been trying to use to come to God. You put away every other person you've been depending upon to help you come to God. And you come to Jesus alone. Jesus meant what He said. "I am the way." I'm not a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So once you have found the Lord Jesus, you also are facing various things you need to recognize in your life. Whether it's the trials of life, whether it's temptations, whether it's difficulties and disappointments in life, whatever it is you face in life, you need the Lord Jesus. And in this case, you need His example in front of you. If Jesus, having given up heaven's glory, coming down to this world and living in this world, if Jesus could live a sinless life, I also can have victory over sin. If Jesus could also submit Himself, I also can submit myself. If Jesus could suffer, I also could accept suffering and rejection by others and difficulties and hardships that I go through. If Jesus could be sinless, I may not be sinless, but I could be pure in my life. I could seek to live a pure life. I want to speak today, in these few moments, about the subject of endurance and faithfulness. I'm reading from chapter 12 of Hebrews concerning the example of the Lord Jesus. "Therefore, seeing that we are surrounded with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And then this phrase, "looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." I have before used this passage in other ways, and I want to use it now as the example of Jesus in being faithful and enduring to the very end. Now, before we talk, for instance, about commitment, He was committed to enduring to the very end, but then He had to actually endure. In other words, from the very beginning, when the Lord Jesus came into this world, He was committed. He never lost His commitment. But in His commitment, He had to go through things and endure to the end. And this is not easy for us to imagine. All that He was to go through, how the Lord Jesus never turned to the right hand or to the left hand. He never vacillated, we say, from the purpose for which God had sent Him. He endured to the very end. So He was faithful, in other words. He was not only committed, but He was faithful in doing what He had committed His heart to. Now, many times we commit ourselves to things, but we are not faithful in doing these things. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, He has spent the entire 15th chapter talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus. He has talked about the fact that the dead in Christ are going to be raised, and then we which are alive will be caught up, and so forth. He talked about how this is going to happen. But then He speaks of the fact that as we live in this world, it is not easy to be faithful. We have long lives ahead of us. We do not know when the Lord Jesus will come again. In fact, in those days, the days when the Bible was being written nearly 2,000 years ago, they expected him even then. But he has delayed his coming. We believe he can come any time, but he has not yet come. He could come today, he could come tomorrow, he could come again in 100 years. We don't know when he's going to come. But the cry he issues at the very end of this chapter is this cry: "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding or continuing in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain." And so here we are being called to faithfulness. As God is faithful, as the Lord Jesus was faithful to the very end, completing the purpose for which he had come, so we are to be faithful in our Christian lives, and again, to the very end. Now, this means enduring. It's not easy to be faithful. Many times, Christians despair. Even Moses, when he was being tried by the people, by their constant rebellions, said to God, "Take my life. I just can't go on living my life anymore." I think others have also despaired along the way. But we dare not despair. We dare not give up. We dare not give up being faithful and enduring to the very end. We thank the Lord for the strength he gives us to endure, the fact that we don't have to give up. God daily provides us with the strength that we need. The Apostle Paul came to this time of despair one time. You find this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, where the Apostle Paul had had wonderful things happen to him from God. God had shown him wonderful visions even. But now the Apostle Paul is beset by a weakness. He is consumed by this weakness. This weakness is about to overcome him. He kneels down before God. He desperately prays, "Please remove this from me." And God says to him, "No, I'm not going to remove it. I'm going to give you endurance, in other words. My strength, my grace, would be sufficient to sustain you, to keep you to the very end. I want you to go on. I will not let you give up. I will not remove your problem, but I'm not going to let you give up. I want you to continue to the very end, to endure, in other words, and to be faithful to me." And so the Apostle Paul continued until the very day he died. He remained a faithful, devoted Christian, one who was living a righteous and holy life, one who kept his testimony before others. He never went to the right hand or to the left hand. He continued to the very end. And so this is what endurance and faithfulness is all about. And God is calling us as Christians. You may be a young person. Life is going to be long. But if you are committed to God, God will help you to be faithful, in other words, to carry out your commitment. And through the long years of your life, even if it's 50 or 60 more years you would live, God will help you to endure to the end, if you are willing. But there has to be this choice in your own life. Am I willing to be faithful to the very end? And is this really what my commitment means? That I will keep on for the Lord Jesus, and I will take the strength of the Lord as my help in keeping on, but I am determined to keep on. May this be the deep desire of your heart and the whole direction of your life, to keep on and to be faithful to the Lord Jesus. May the Lord bless you and help you.